Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we talk about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today, on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members as well as activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women. What are your views on the issue?
To join the discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, on the Women's Roundtable, it's on Thursday.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming. Join in the conversation right now. For those that have just joined us, good evening again and welcome to our today's Women's Roundtable, where we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members themselves as well as women activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women.
Yes, PJ, and ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo says the resolution for a female vice president is still on in ZANU-PF's agenda in the party's upcoming Congress, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa has powers to appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
But, however, the main agenda of the Congress is to confirm Mnangagwa as the first secretary and president of the party, to endorse him as the ZANU-PF presidential candidate for the 2018 harmonized elections, and endorse as well the Central Committee resolutions made on November 19.
Yes, after revealing the agenda of the Congress, it was then that Kayamoyo revealed that ZANU-PF may choose to discuss the issue of a female vice president, which was raised during the Grace Mugabe era, and Mnangagwa will appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
Yeah, remember, the ZANU-PF had been poised to choose Dr. Grace Mugabe, to become one of the vice presidents after the former vice president, Pelegezela Mpoho, had requested the then president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, to appoint a vice president so that he doesn't feel lonely.
Yes, that was what actually changed a lot of things, because all the provinces, most of the provinces already endorsed Grace Mugabe, mm-hmm. and the Congress date was already set, and the then Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sacked, almost like paving way for Dr. Grace Mugabe. So that would have been a red carpet to the Vice President, as some people thought.
Yes, but then when the coup happened, all that was swept under the carpet, and women in ZANU-PF found themselves voiceless, without any participation in the ZANU-PF hierarchy, and this issue of was asked again from the floor, I understand, but otherwise on the agenda, the female vice president wasn't even on the agenda all these past 2 days when the Central Committee of ZANU-PF and the Politburo met.
Yes.
So that really raised that was cause for concern in many spheres. Not only in ZANU-PF itself, but as well as women activists all over the country and international. They were like, President Mnangagwa doesn't seem to be caring about women at all.
Yes, and we'll be having the experts to go through all these points with us. Kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla, sikuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama lapha isikhangela khona udaba lokukhethwa kwazaba ngumsekeli kamongameli iningi elithi kufanele abe ngawesifazana ukwenzela ukuthi amalungelo abesifazana lawo phakanyiswe njalo abesifazana labo babe lakho ukuphatha izikhundla eziphezulu kuhulumende. Siyabona ukuthi lokhu asikho kwakuqala, wayevele khona unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru wayengumsekeli kamongameli ensukwini eminyakeni edluleyo engaxotshwa kuleli bandla. Ngakho bathi-ke abesifazana akuqhubeke lokhu kuye phambili ukuthi kube ngowesifazana oba ngomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli abande ukuba babili. Njalo siyabona ukuthi udaba lolu yilo olwenza kwaba lokuguquka kwezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe, lapho unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abaningi babecabangela ukuthi nguye wayesefuna lesi sikhundla, njalo izabelo eziningi sezimkhethile ukuthi ngempela zifuna kube nguye ozathatha leso sikhundla besiya ku-Congress ebandlaleni. Yikho-ke lapho ibutho elangenela khona, ikakhulu sokuxotshwe owayevele engumsekeli omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe, owayesasengumongameli ngaleso sikhathi, ukuthi babe sithi ngokuxotshwa kwakhe kusho ukuthi ngempela bafuna ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kube nguye oba ngumsekeli kamongameli. Yilo ke udaba esiluhluzayo lamhla, PJ.
Ye. Ngilethemba ukhulume uke waxoxa lomunye.
Ye, ngike ngaxoxa lo nkosazana Victress Mathuthu lwela amalungelo oluntu, yena besithi laye wayekhangelele ngabomvu, kodwa njengoba kungabuyi lolu daba lobu vice president ngeke wagcona umongameli omuthi ukuthi kakwenzanga ngoba kakakwenzi, kodwa kwe-cabinet la iyayivela isola ukuthi isola ukuthi ayela besifazana abeneleyo kuningi ababekutsho ngayo. Asizweni-ke ingxoxo lo Victress Mathuthu ukuthi yena uthini ngalolu daba.
Vele kuqakathekile ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kube ngumuntu wesifazane. Angithi bekuvele khona umama uJoyce Mujuru kusho ukuthi-ke kungaba lula-ke ma kungathi uMnangagwa umongameli webizwe mayesake umsekeli wakhe kube ngumuntu wesifazane. Abesifazana ukuze abantu lapho sizize siyingxenye yelizwe, siyingxenye yokubusa kwelizwe, yokubusa kwelizwe laseZimbabwe, kufanele ukuthi sibe labantu besifazane abaphezulu ngale khona ngale ku-cabinet kubasekeli bakamongameli ukwenza ukuthi la sizwe siyingxenye yokubusa. Ma kunjalo nje wonke umongameli kungumuntu wesilisa, umsekeli wakhe kungumuntu wesilisa, thina siyamukele kuphi ekubuseni kwelizwe? Lapha akukho lapho ubona ukuthi ukwamukelwa ngabantu besifazane.
Abanye njalo bebekhuluma la ngayo yona i-cabinet evele yakhetha ukuthi ayilabo besifazane abaningi.
Kuyangethusa, yazi ngake ngivula amehlo abomvuyikela, ngifuna ukuzukula le ndlela ngizivule zakhapha, ngifuna ukuze ukuthi mhlaya kukhetha i-cabinet omama bazobanganani. Ngoba ngokokuqala ngingalandanga ukuthi kukhethwa bani, kodwa ngokokuqala nje ngambheka ukuthi omama bazobanganani. Namhla ngiqala ukubona ilisi ngagidima ngahamba ngithika ngibona ukuthi omama ngubani lobani lobani. Kwangethusa kakhulu ukubona ukuthi omama bakukhadela abafiki ithumi nje abafiki. Kuyethusa kakhulu endaba yokuthi kusho ukuthi indaba yokuthi kumele kube nokulingana phakathi kwabantu besifazana ayisebenzi kakhulu ikakhulu kuhulumende waseZimbabwe.
Imbangela kuyini njalo kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi nani labesifazana likhwele ezikhundleni lezi eziphezulu zikahulumente?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma ungathi ubuza bona abantu laba bagovernment kuhulumente bavuze ukuthi kungani ungalabesifazana, bazokutshela ukuthi abantu bakhethwa ezikhundleni hhayi ngobulili kodwa emerithi. Okungaba ukuthi mhlawumbe ngendlela abakhetha ngakhona, mhlawumbe abesifazana asikho kangako kwezombangazo eZimbabwe nokwezombusazwe, futhi asikho kangako okwenza ukuthi loba sokukhetha i-cabinet nje kuvele sivaleleke phandle ngaleyo ndlela. Mhlawumbe kusadinga ukuthi abesifazana bafundiswe ngepolitiki, bafundiswe ngokubusa kwezwe, bafundiswe ngokuphatha nje ukuze kuvuleke amathuba ukuthi lathi sifike phezulu ngathi.
Lo-ke unkosazana Victress Mathuthu owenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo ubekhuluma eseSouth Africa ulwela amalungelo abesifazana. So what she was simply saying, PJ, is that she was also looking forward to the recently elected cabinet. to comprise of many women, but there were just a few, and she's hoping that for the vice president, one of them will be a woman.
Yes. Tokugamuchirai mchirongwa chedu chanasi ingati kurukurei madzimai. Apo turukutarisa nyaya rikuitika mu Zanu PF. Apo paka shandurwa utongi wawepo. Asi vanhu kadzi vazhinji vachichemanira kuti zveizvo pakabva vaiva mudzimai vaiva mutungamiri akanga aripo vaRobert Mugabe, mai Grace Mugabe. Vakanga vagadzirirwa zvachose, vatogadzikirwa mugadzikwa webhora kuti vatova mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika, vachiva mutevedzeri wemurume wavo. Maprovinsi mazhinji akanga atovasarudza kuti vazove vanogadzwa paCongress iyoyi, asi zvino zvakazongoshanduka apo pakatorerwa vaMugabe utongi nevemauto pachizopinda vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Zvino vanhu vazhinji vanhukadzi vaimo muZANU PF pachezvayo nevamwewo madzimai vemuZimbabwe vanga vakatarisa kuti zvino Congress iyi ichafamba sei, uye nekuti ivo vaMnangagwa vanofungei nenyaya yevanhukadzi neutungamiri hwavo, uye pabva padzoka nyaya yekuti mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo anofanirwa kunge ari munhukadzi. Asi nyaya iyi yakatenge yatobviswa paagenda yemusangano iyoyo weCongress yeZANU PF wangu uri kuenderera mberi. Pakaitwa musangano weCentral Committee, pakaitwa musangano wePolitbureau. Saka naizvozvo ndofunga pakazova nevamwe vanhukadzi vemuZANU PF vakazongoti aiwazve saka topanishwa here, nekuti Dr. Amai havasisipo munhingirini muZANU PF. Vanga vakamirirawo vanhukadzi, vanga vakamirira vanhukadzi vedivi iroro reG40, asi kana ivo velacoste vacho vanodowo vanhukadzi vanomiramirawo pamberi papo vanogona, varipo vakawanda vanogona kuti vange vachiswa pachigaro chekuva mumwe wevatungamiri vemutungamiri wenyika. Saka nyaya iyi yazodzoka ikabva yapinzwa mudariro zvekuti vaSK Moyo mutauriri kana kuti vanoona nezvekutorwa kwemashoko mubato reZANU PF vazenge vakutaurwa kuti zveshuwa nyaya yemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika inofanirwa kunge ichikurukurwa nezvayo, asi inyaya iri mumaoko aivo mutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa kuti vazvisarudzire mumwe wavanoda kuti ange achizovepo kuva mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo. Vabva vakandira nyoka menyu auko vakati hazvisi basa rangu kana kuti hazvisi mumaoko mangu kuti vange vachidaro. Tisati tataura, tisati tapirwa nyaya iripo yatapiwa nemutapo wedu wenhau Chigoriwa, regai ndichingamidze mai Mukonza. Makadini henyu?
Makadini henyu.
Muri kuinzwa nyaya iri mudariro iyi, asi ndisati ndatanga kutaura nemi kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu kuti nemiwo munofungei, regai timboteerera nyaya yatiri kupiwa naChigoriwa.
Kunyange nyaya yekuti panofanirwa kunge paine munhukadzi pavatevedzeri vaviri vemutungamiri weZANU PF isina kuiswa sechisungo pamusangano weInter District Conference nhasi muChinoyi, nhengo dzeZANU PF dzemadzimai dzinotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai pachinzvimbo ichi. Nhengo yeprovhinsi yemadzimai Amai Martha Munondo vati vanoda mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri kuti ave mudzimai. Amai Munondo vanoti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wechidzimai ndiye chete anonyatsomirira zvido zvemadzimai kumusoro.
Tingarambe vhipi wechikadzi, takatopedza kudhara, hatina chatiri kuchinja. Tiri kutoda vhipi wechidzimai, takatopedza kare. And vhipi wechidzimai ndiye watinotoda ende atoripo kudhara, anotomiririra madzimai, although varume vachiti miririra pi wechidzimai anofanira kunge aripo.
Pata bunda amai munondo kuti madzimai pane wakasarudza here amai munondo vanoti mutungamiri webato ndiye chete anodoma vatevedzeri vake vachiti zviri pachena kuti amai opa muchinguru ndivo mukuru pamadzimai ose nokudaro vanofanirwa kupiwa mukana wavo.
Tikunotaura kapa Congress apa. The most senior is opa muchinguru and the most senior kuma women is opa muchinguru saka it's high time kuti awane mugove wake.
Mumwe mudzimai wekuhurungwe amai Gladys Takavarasha vanoti vanotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai semumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato sezvo madzimai ari mashoma muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro. Dunhu remashonaland west rasunga zvisungo zvitatu zvekuti vamunangagwa vave mutungamiri webato uyezve vari munyori wekutanga zvichivaita mutungamiri wenyika. Kuti vamunangagwa vamirire bato musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika gore rinouya. Vakid Guza avo vatungamira musangano wanhasi sezvo sachigaro vaziyambe ziyambe vanga vasipo vaverenga zvisungo pakupera kwemusangano.
President of ZANU-PF, Commander-in-Chief of Defense Forces, and the Zimbabwe Presidency. Yet we know in those Ashwagari, we will candidate the EDA for 28 harmonized elections. Yet us, you know in those Central Committee resolution, Yagaitwa, Yagutista, my suspensions, my expulsions, Akanya Akaitwa, Kunima Kumbuza, Tatawarai.
Sachigara vavaimbove varwi verusununguko mudunhu remashonal and west vacornelius muoni vakachamadza vanhu vakawanda pavarambidza vanhu kuti vaite maslogan ekushoropodza bato remvc vachiti hapana chakaipa nekuve nepfungwa dzinopesana nedzemumwe munhu. Vamuoni vanoti zvekuti pasi nemunhu zvakaipa sezvo zvisingaite kuti munhu ave nechishuwo chekuve mubato.
Kuti pasi nemdc hatifani kuti pasina tsvangira hatifani kuti pasina vanhu ava kana vaine pfungwa yekudzoka kufata vanodzoka sei vachiuya kunhu kwavari kudzinzwa kwavari kunzi pasinavo. Tiri kuda kuti tibatanidze vanhu. Pane vanhu vakabuda vasingadi tiri kuti ngavadzoke ivavo ndovatizvino. Kana tati pasina unodzoka sei kwamuri imi muchimutandamisa kwati ndiye kuunganidza vanhu haasei kudzinga vanhu. And there is no reason yekuti titi munhu akaita an opinion iri different from yours haasisiri munhu wenyu. No, that's not.
Congress yezanupf iri kuitwa zuva rimwe chete mangwana kunyange hazvo yaimbonzi ichaitwa kwemazuva matatu uye ichapindwa nenhengo dzebato iri dzinosvika zviuru zvitanhatu kubva pazviuru gumi nezvishanu. Ndakamirira studio 7 muchinoi ndine Arthur Chigoriwa.
That was Chigoriwa, one of our stringers in Zimbabwe. He was reporting about one of the women's vice president position that's on the table right now. They are hoping the ZANU-PF women are hoping that they will be given that quota or that portion of the vice presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the speakers was saying most probably one of the senior members of ZANU-PF, Opa Muchinguri, might be given their position.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many senior women that are contenders in this one.
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear from Mrs. Chipo Nyamwena Mkonza. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and also welcome. I want to say hello to your viewers. I want to say we have an interesting story that is currently happening in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
A story that has begun when the current president, sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced his cabinet.
Yes.
And to our surprise, we had four women in the cabinet. For starters, we know that Zimbabwe has signed a number of signatories international which allows for women participation in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And for some time, we had seen an increase in number of women participation up to the point where we saw Mani Juri becoming the vice president. But now when the sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced and he had four women, to us it was a surprise. Because it was like we had made strides. Now maybe two steps
behind, backwards.
Two steps in the front. So now we are making two steps backwards. What is happening? And that now That's why we are now having this crisis. People are saying, are we ever going to see a woman vice president? If we cannot have powerful women as ministers, we've never had a woman as a minister in defense, a woman as a minister in health. And now we now have only four women in the cabinet. Can we have, is it possible for us now to have a woman president in the, a woman vice president? It's the only person that we only know this coming weekend. So this scenario that we're having is quite interesting, and it's one scenario that we're saying what the president has done is only just saying we're making two steps back, but we only hope that this weekend will give us a position of a woman vice president.
Moti Muchidimbo, Mai Mukonza, Nerurimi Rwamai, munofungei nezviri kuitika muzanu PF izvi zvekuti pakange panzi mai mugabe ndivo vachange vachitora chinzvimbo chekuve mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wezanu PF pachezvayo tizovavo zvekare mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika asi nekunyangadzana kana kuti nekusanzwisisana kwakaitika mubato iri kwakazokutungamirira pakuve nekuu utongi hukatorwa mumaoko emhuri yekwamugabe hwava mumaoko ava munangagwa asika chisiri kufadza vanhukadzi ndechekuti hongu pamwe tingadai tisiri mumuzano asi tinoda kuono vamadzimai akasimba anonyatsoshanda ane hungwaru akadzidza anogona kutungamirira asi havapo pazvinzvimbo zveutungamiri imi munofungei nazvo
ini ndinoda kuti pane zvimwe tinoda mudzimai anopiwa chigaro chekuva mudzino mutungamiri wenyika mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika zvichienderana nekushanda kwavo kwavanoita zvichienderana nekudzidza kwavo patingati vanopiwa basa iri based on merit zvekuti vanogona kushanda vanoziva zvavanoita vanokuti vano pavabata pese tinoona kuti aiwa zvinhu zvasanduka saka mai mugabe tatichiona kuti zvazvakanaka kuti tatine mudzimai anga achipiwa chinzvimbo ichi but zvazvisina kunge zvakanyatsotarisiswa kuti vanozvigona here vanokodzera here vakazvidzidzira here vanoziva here basa iri saka ini zvandinofunga kuti kuenderera mberi kuti nyika igone kubudirira tive nevanhu vanomirira zvinhu zvevanhu vakadzi dai pasava nevanhu vatinoziva vari powerful asi ivo vanhu ava tiri vanhu vatinoti tika vatarisa tinokwanisa kunge tichitika mabhokisi akawanda kuti izvi aiva vanogona izvi vane hunhu izvi vakadzidza izvi vanoshanda vanoziva zvavanoita nomafungiro angu ndozvatiri kuda pane zvino muzimbabwe kuti tive neshanduko nokuda kwokuti nguva yakareba tanga tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvisiri kushanda tine maministri akawanda asiri kushanda tiri kuda vakadzi vanomira panzvimbo vanoziva zvavanoita vanoziva basa ravo ravanoita vakaziva nekuti tikataura vakataura vanhu vese vanoti paita zvamai paita zvemudzimai anomirira zvido zvehari ende tinoziva kuti vanhu madzimai akadaro arimo muzanu kuyevu arimo mune mamwe mapato chiri kuitika ndechekuti mamwe madzimai ari kutsikirirwa pasi haasi kupiwa mukana saka tiritingonamatira kuti dai mwari vapindirawo taitawo vanhukadzi vanopinda muzvinzvimbo vanosimudza ivo variko vakadzi vacho variko kudei ngavasimudze vamwe vakadzi vana vechiki vamwe vakadzi vari kusimukira vanoziva zvavanoita vakadzidzira basi vanoita kuti tive nesanduko vanoita kuti tivakataura toti aiwa munhukadzi anokodzera kuva mai mutevedzeri mutungamiri wenyika.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Nyamwena Mukonza. And you are saying that the election of women should be based on merit. We also note that women occupy about 35% of parliamentary seats, most of them based on proportional representation. Are you happy with those who went to that quota, or you think it's they are just being soft on the women?
they are just being soft on the women. And sometimes I believe that it's mostly like it's a thank you or a token. Participation in women is more like a token participation. Yes, I'm calling for women who participate based on merit, based on their qualification, based on what they've done and they've proven. I want to give an example of not that I'm a fan of men, but when we speak of a history, speak of a week, we can relate, we can say whatever she has touched, she has managed to change to say that. Based on that, we can say she qualifies to be a woman president. So I'm saying we need women in Zimbabwe who are not talking, we are not participating as a way of thank you or as a way of being, as a token participation, but who are based on marriage, who know what they do, who know what they're supposed to do.
Yes, but just don't you think in Zimbabwe's situation, women may need to get into those positions first so that they can gain experience in case you are already far behind other countries in positions of leadership?
Yes, women, they need to get in those positions. But like I'm saying, so many times women, they are restricted. You find that those women who participate in politics, they are labeled as loose or immoral. And because of that stigma, you find that some women, they shy away. They don't want to participate. So we need, maybe in advocacy, we need to encourage more women to participate in politics so that we have a pool, a bigger pool of women who are qualified, who know what they do, who have done some work in the civil society, in the academic, who can do something that can change the society. And for now, we are not, some of the women are not really participating, and we need to encourage them.
Okay. Thank you, the PJ. Unkosikazi Mkhonza laphana uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla eziphezulu, kodwa akufanelanga ukuthi bephonge ufakwa nje ingani ukubazwela ukuthi labo bandise inani. Kodwa bengimbuza ukuthi njengoba abanye bekhona eParliament okumele benelise inani leliyane lavunyelwayo labesifazana, akukuhle yini ukuthi labo bephiwe bebele lethuba lokungena ukwenzela ukuthi babe wazi umsebenzi, kugcine phambili labo sebeyibo bona labo kuthiwa ababased on merit?
Yeah,
kodwa singaqhubekeli phambili. Ngizokuthi silomunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu lamuhla kuhlelo, unkosazana Victress Mathuthu owezim imbokodo okwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, unkosazana Mathuthu.
Hello, yebo, ngiyalizwa, linjani?
Siyaphila, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini. Uthini wena ngalokho esikhuluma ngakho? Ngingaqala ngubuza ukuthi ubona kufanele yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kukhethe omunye abe ngowesifazane?
Kufanele kakhulu.
Sinikeze izathu.
Okokuqala nje, mina ngokubona kwami umsekeli kamongameli kufanele abe ngowesifazane. Nje ukubonisa ukwamukeleka kwabesifazane ekubusweni kwelizwe laseZimbabwe. And kuhle ngoba sike gaba laye umsekeli kamongameli obengowesifazane kunkosikazi uJoyce Mjuru. Angicabanga ukuthi uphatha kwakhe awubanga khona umehluko phakathi kwakhe umsekeli kamongameli nalabo kade bekhona bengabesilisa bengabaseki bakamongameli unkosikazi uJoyce Mjuru. So awuvampa abantu besifazane balalikhulu lokuphatha, balalikhulu ukuthi babe labo bekuleso sikhundla leso sokuba kamsekeli kamongameli.
Ye, kodwa laba abanye sabavela bakhethwa-ke abakukhabhinethi liyana, ubona uthini ngabo?
Bona abakhabhinethi abakhethile balungile, kodwa isikhalazo sami ukuthi balutshwana. Kulaba abakhethiweyo mhlawumbe uma-ke kungathiwa njengoba nxa kuyukuthi bakhethiwe ngokuthi kubonakale ukuthi banekhono lokuthi baphathe babe ngabalungu ekhabhinethi, ngangcono nje kuthathwe kibo labo phela ngoba balala ikhono lokuthi babe ngamalungu ekhabhinethi, kuthathwe omunye wabo abe ngumsekeli kamongameli.
Yebo-ke siyakuzwa, kodwa lapha ecingweni njalo besilo nkosikazi Mkhonza uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla lezi eziphezulu, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi babe lobuciko bokuziphatha lezo sikhundla. La uyakuvumela yini lokho kumbe uthi bebekhona nje kulezi zikhundla ngoba ngabesifazane?
No, this kundla vele angithi awuveli ukukhona esikhundleni. Kumele ube lesikhundla ngoba uya qualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla.
Mhm.
Ukuze uqualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla, ngicabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu udlule ekufundisweni, angithi ekufundeni uzigcinisa indalo lelo khona lokuthi ube kuleso sikhundla. Akekho umuntu ovele zabe ekwazi ukuphatha, ekwazi ukuba sesikhundleni. Kodwa umuntu uyafundiswa akhule, akhulise kuleso sikhundla. Okokuqala ukuthi kumele ukuthi bafunde, bafundiswe ukuphatha, bese benikezwa izikhundla zokuphatha ukuze babe ne-experience.
Mhm. Ucingo lukaMathuthu kukhanya ngani alizwakali kakuhle. Yes, sizacela engxenye
afake phansi sizamfonela njalo.
Simfonele njalo, yeah.
Kodwa PJ, what she was saying here, she was echoing most of what Mrs. Mukonza was saying, and she's also adding that maybe the reason why there are few women in leadership positions is that they have not been, you know, they are not available in the lower positions either, so that they can be chosen from those positions, you know,
but
because they will need people with experience.
Yes, yes.
So she's saying there's need for workshops, there's need for more advocacy that women get into politics, get into those positions, get experience and get elected into the higher posts. What do you think?
Yeah.
You were saying?
I was going to ask, throw the question to Mrs. Mukonza again. My Mukonza, ndimi mati vanofanirwa kunge vachisarudzwa nekuti vanogona neunyanzvi hwavo, uye varimo muZimbabwe, varimo muZANU-PF. Asika, tinoona kuti mamiriro akaita matongerwe enyika muZimbabwe haasati anyatsokodzera kuti munhukadzi anyatsoita chivindi chekuti ange achipinda pamaposition iwayo. Imi munoona sei?
Zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi, tikada kutarisa izvi matorerwo akaitwa aSimba kubva kuna vaMugabe. Mai Mugabe, dhokota mai vakanga vatingati vazvipozishina, vakatakura matarisiro, vakatakura hosi dzevanhukadzi kuti pavewo nemunhu wechidzimai anotonga chinyika. Kusvika vanhu takubvunza mubvunzo kuti Zimbabwe yagadzirira here kuva nemudzimai kuti ave mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka tobva tachiona mauto oya otora Simba, zvinhu zvobva zvashanduka zvakaitika sezvazvakaitika. Zvaitika nemaitikiro avo vese vari muvatingati inner circle, hapana watinoti mudzimai arimo muSimbabwe. Kutarisa kuti havana chivimbo nevanhu vevadzimai. Kusvika pari zvino hatizivi even zvinofunga vamunangagwa pamusoro pemadzimai. Chatinongova nacho ndechekuti mukabhineti mavo mune madzimai mashoma. Saka tirikuona sekuti ava varipo nemauto avo inaseko yavo havana chivimbo nemadzimai. Zvichiripo ndezvekuti hapasati patendekwa, hapasati patendwa kuti madzimai anogona kutonga nyika. Madzimai anogona kuva vanhu vanolida mapowerful vanogona kuva vanhu vanova nemapowerful ministerial post muZimbabwe. Saka pachiri kutoda kuti patomboshanduka zvakanyanya, pachiroda kutomboti paine kuchinjwa kwepfungwa dzevanhurume vari kumusoro kuti aiwa tinawo madzimai anogona kumira panzvimbo, tinawo madzimai anokwanisa kuita zvavari kuitawo, vakagona kutoita kuti zvinhu zvishanduke chaizvo munyika.
Vamwewo ndo vari kuti ivo vari muchiuto ndo vabva vangokanganisa kubva pamavambo, nekuti pakazenge pabviswa vamunangagwa mubato ndopavakabva vati bato reZANU-PF rinoda kugadziriswa. Asi pakadzingwa Mai Mujuru gore riya ra2014, Mai Mujuru vane macredentials ekuva kuhondo. Mai Mujuru vanga vakaroorwa nemurume anga akambotungamirira uto remuZimbabwe, akatungamirira uto rekuzvitonga rekusunungura nyika. Asi pavakadzingwa hapana akava defendawo. Saka naizvozvo ivo vechiuto pachizvavo, munoona vachiremekedza here vanhukadzi?
Mukusemukuitsanangura zvakanaka zvamaita, ndo maonero andakatoita kuti Ava vechuto pakadzingwa maimudziro avana zvakaita.
Mhm.
Havana kuti patingati kuita. Asi pachizoita vamunangwa vakaita. Asi vana vatinoona vari vanhu vamwe chete vane macredentials akafanana. Sei vasina kumira namaimudziro pavakadzingwa. Zvinoratidza kuti vechuto ava vane dambudziko nemadzimai. Havatendi kuti madzimai anokwanisa kumira. Dai vanga vakamira namai mujuru tingadai tiri kutaura zvino. But nekuda kwokuti havana kutomira namai mujuru and iko zvino varimo mutimu yavo havana mudzimai wavari kushanda naye watiri kuona. Vanongoita zvinhu zvavo muina seko musina mudzimai kureva kuti havana chitendo, havana kutenda kuti madzimai anokwanisa kutonga nyika.
Star, I'd asked Ms. Mukonza about the issue of firing Mrs. Mujuru in 2014, mm-hmm. and yet the army didn't do anything about it. And she has the same credentials as Mr. Mnangagwa. The army didn't do anything, but this time it was a man. And Mnangagwa was fired from the party, and then the army intervened. Yes. So, in a way...
yes, actually, one listener once asked the same question, that why is the first lady, she seems to be more persecuted than the husband. Were they not in it, the two of them?
Together.
Because as the Congress is upcoming, the one of the resolutions is to endorse the resolutions taken by the Central Committee, and one of them was that they should recall President Mugabe and confirm the expulsion of the G40 cabal, and those include the First Lady Grace Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others are Phelekezela Mphoko, Jonathan Moyo, Sevia Katsukuwere, Kutsanai Chipanga, Mandi Chimene, and Ignatius Chomp.
And the First Lady himself.
Yes, but he is to recall. These other ones are to be fired. You see, he was given a chance to resign. But the First Lady at this Congress, she will be formally expelled from the party. So it might be the same, whether it's double standards or whether she's just the president gets preferential, you know, treatment
than the first lady.
Yes.
Yeah. Much as we don't support her, but it looks like all the blame is now being laid on her.
Yes. The army did put it simple that there were criminals surrounding the president. They Indeed. Didn't say the president himself was. Yes, so maybe they have reasons for that too, which we can, it's a question we can pose again to Mrs. Mukonza, mm-hmm. that what do you think of the way the president was treated? Just in short, Ms. Mukonza, do you think the way the president was treated and the way the first lady is being treated is fair?
I don't think it's fair because we cannot separate the woman from the husband. I want to believe they were in together. I remember at some point the president supporting his wife. So it looks like this. They're saying they wanted to remove the criminals around the president, and the targeted person is the Dr. Mike Grayson. So it's kind of unfair to women again. It shows that these people, there are some issues with women, and they believe women because confusion, saga. So they don't trust women. They don't trust women. They don't believe in women. They don't believe that women can take up higher positions. Can take powerful posts in the cabinet, in the government. So it's like it's a chain. Everything that they do, it's like it's targeting women, and it shows that they don't believe in women. And if we are going to continue having soldiers governing the country, telling us how to govern the country, we are likely going to see the same scenario, and them, the generals, taking that women cannot get powerful posts. Or maybe negating any woman who seems to rise in the political space.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't believe in women.
Thank you very much. You can stay on. We'll come back to you. Yes, PJ, Nkosikazi Mukonza, Laputina. la ubona kungalunganga ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe yena wathiwa aphume umsebenzi bemhlonipha kakhulu kodwa kwathiwa laba abanye abesebenza labo yibo abangalunganga abamlayele eceleni ngakho yibo kumele bejeziswe yena hayi umsulo. Kusesenjalo ke silo munye umlaleli wethu ecingweni unkosikazi Liline Dube. Linjani Madube?
Aphila linjani sijela walaleli bonke.
Hayi sijilile. Ye kunjani kwele Botswana?
Ya ele Botswana liyatshisa. Khona banyalungisile yakho. Ngiyasebenzela kwenye indawo ekhatshana kuzele ibhoda eZambia.
Oh.
So ngilungiselele ukuphuma.
Hawu uyabusenzani khona ngathi?
Ngisebenzela kuma-Peru detain, ama-money transfer, so sometimes ngiyahamba all over.
Hayi, kuhle. Khathesi usekhabulani umbe Francis Town?
I'm in between Havaron and Francis Town, seMahalapi.
Oh, eMahalapi. Yeah, uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini. Siphe imbono yakho.
Ngilulalele. Hayi, ekubuseni kwabantu abangomama elizweni lethu eZimbabwe. Kuzasithatha isikhathi eside ngoba kunokuncindezela. Mina ngifika ukuthi siyancindezela. Ngoba noma ekhona umama ongavusa, obaba beZimbabwe bakhanya bafuna bona beyibobota. So ukuthi ungaphonga ukuthiwa umama abusi, hhayi. Mina sibili ngowumbono wami, umama okamdala ngamfuna ukuthi ngane yabusa. Iproblem ukuthi iZANU-PF is corrupt. Ngani kwakulibandla nje lizithulelele lizothilezo. I-support yami wayeyayibona 100%. Sike sibone ukuthi singabuswa ngumuntu ongumama ilizwe liyabanjani. But ngendlela engibona ngayo amabutho laba abakhona kathesi, hhayi ukuthi bangathi umama abusi asincindezela kakhulu. Angazi ukuthi sizabusa kuthini, but ngibone ngani futhi umbuso wokubuswa ngomama ungaba ngumbuso omuhle kakhulu ngoba ezinye izinto esibonti sincindezela kizo bangazilungisa zibe right. Umama umuntu ongumama angalungisa, nakekele umama, nakekele abantwana, ilizwe libe lihle kakhulu.
Ye, ngingakubuzisisa laphana, uthe wena kuyikuthi kwaphumelela ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe abe sesikhundleni lesiyana, ubungamseke?
Bengamsekele ngegokuzane.
Oh. Kodwa engumsekeli kumbuthi vele lakho kuhle ukuthi kube nguye osesikhundleni lesi, athi umsekeli nje.
Noma bengaba ngumsekeli, vele ungabona sengumsekeli, ichance ukuthi abe ngumongameli yabe very high. Kodwa ibhatha abe ligokile yile engingafuniyo, but yena ye ukuthi engumama ngingamsekela ngokuthi omama ngiyabasekela kakhulu, but ibhatha eligokile yile engingazwani lapho.
Ye, kodwa omama bagcina njalo behluzisiswa kakhulu, sananzelela ukuthi babe sithi yena isimo sakhe asilunganga kakhulu, ulolimi olwehlukanisa abantu yakhuluma kakhulu. Ubona ngani lelo liqiniso kumbe yena ngoba ngowesifazane abamkhangelela kakhulu bacubungula
kune? Yena babemkhangelela kakhulu, elimini sibile sikhulu beqinisweni, hayi ulimi ulalo, but ulimi lwakhe sithi abantu abakumele bamlandelela ukuthi ulimi lwakhe lukazini, akakwanisi ukugcina what is wrong esifubeni sakhe. Kodwa esenzanjalo futhi engachazi ukuthi nami nginje ngiyangone lapha lalapha lalapha, umuntu ongakwazi ukugcina into embi esifubeni sakhe. Okusho ukuthi ngani bamekela sibili up to this stage lokhu ekhona. Ngani sesizinto eziningi eziye zazigathile esasengazizwanga. Umama eyabe efuna ukuthi into, kusho ukuthi into nxa yayizondele efuna ukuthi ikhulunywe khonapho khonapho idlule. Lokuqotha njengoba into iyabe iqotha ekwazi ukuthi ngiyakuqotha ngiqotha uhambe and ukuqotha nge-reason abe ekutshela yona. So abanye obaba labana bafuna ukuthi imfihlo noma yimfihlo vele ingaphuki. Ifisifisi gubuzinto azazaye kufala elokhu iyifisi. Manje lwana ube ngumama obengagcini imfihlo. Obekhuluma e-open. So khonokho obaba bezimbabwe abakufuni, bafuna umama lano lemfihlo othuleyo kakhulu ongaphuphi imfihlo zephati. Yena bengamsupporta sike kodwa ibhatha ligokile lezanayi.
Yeoaye
kuya kumanye amabandla yini.
Ye, umbuzo wami wokugcina khonapho yikuthi kodwa ubona ingani isineke lesana sokuba ngumuntu ongumama njengoba uchilo ukuthi omama bayananzelela into eziningi, wayezaba laso singasabalo kolimi.
Hayi, isineke sokuba ngumuntu ongumama wayezaba laso, kodwa mina ngimbone lokunye ukuba waye u-right, kodwa ngumuntu lalo engangimbone engathakazeleli ukukhuluma njengezinye indini njengokuthi akhayela abanye abantu ukuthi ngabantu abanjani. Ngangazange ngangimuze ukukhuluma phela ulimi olulodwa, so ngingazi abantwini afana labesuthwini abesikhalange labangawuthi ubeweza ngumama okhanye. Umama phela kumele ube ngumama welizwe lonke, ebe ngumuntu njengemota yezibi yani ethatha izibi zonke engakhethiwe ukuthi lezi zibi zakobani asithathe. So kuye lapho bekuzaba nzima ngoba ngumama ebengimbone ngani ngumama olokhetho kakhulu lobandlululo labatwaba engathanda abantwana bonke ngokufanayo.
Okay, hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lathi kuhle.
Hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu PJ, sesisidi isikhathi.
Yeah, side la losithandekile. Awusandeki. Kuthi ukuthi awusibukelanga, kuthi ukuthi awusibukelanga ebulenjini.
Vele na umhlanzane ngikhona ngizakhanyela mbese ngithatha ukuyi mbese ngipress like ngipress lo share.
Hayi, yenza njalo.
Yabona. Press like mbese ngifisa vele abalaleli bonke abalaleli ukuthi at least press like then press share.
Wow. Yeah, siyabonga. Uyayazi indaba yangkhona.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yesibonile lati. She's actually bringing a very interesting observation. She's saying if former First Lady Grace Mugabe had been the vice president, she would have supported her because she's a woman. Although, of course, she does bring out some reservations about her, like she's saying she would say anything she felt like saying. She didn't choose her words, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of divisive. And she's saying the party too. She's saying she's not a ZANU-PF supporter. So if the former First Lady was probably independent or from another party, she would have supported her.
Mai vachangu vapa madue, vachangu vamu dariru. Varukuti ivo, mai Mugabe, ndio vavanyanya kubavangirinu vashuru kwa cha izu, murumende ya vamu Mugabe, kana kutine chikwata chese che G40. Ivo ndio vavarembezu kwa pamchinji kwa kuti ndio vakanyanya kukanganisa ni kuti vaita urisa shukuruza. Asi vataura ivo kuti dai vakanga varisiri muZANU-PF vari mune chimwoyo kavari mu independent kana kuti vari mune rimwe bato pamwe vaito vatsigira nekuti munhukadzi varoda kuti vanhukadzi vange vachikuridzirwa. Imimi munoionawo sei nyaya iyi yekuti pamuchinjikwa panenge paiswa ivo mai Mugabe chete.
Yafira mai Mugabe inyaya yehunhu yatingati kareka matauriro, saka zvakaita matauriro nekuzvibata kwavakaita nehunhu hwavo hwavakaratidza hwakabva hwashoresa vanhukadzi. Havana kukwanisa kumira vachisvika samai venyika. Havana kudzikama zvokuti vanhu vanobva vati aiwa pano tina mai venyika. Saka unu, chino chaka kosha. Unu, tingati, unu sustain even your position as a leader. Saka maiti wakatwa na mai, aita kuti wanwaza wansara ni chini, kuti wanwaka zira, waka shangandira, wakwanise kubata njimbo, anazawa zira, kubzika, mawagoni, kipta ura pavaro. Asi, sisa nambu, taura pae, mai Mugabe vanga vachi zvipozishina kuva iye munhu anotakura mahope emadzimai munyika. Saka nekuda kwekudaro kwekuti tatichiti ndo mukadzi aripo amira kuti ndida kumirira madzimai anga achiwana support nekuti ndiye mudzimai anga aripo, satisingashamisike nekuona vamwe maprovinsi anga avaindirosa kuti tiri kuda amai. Mukutarisa kwangu ndinonyatso kuti vanga vachizviitira kuti taakudawo munhu wechidzimai kuti ambomira panzvimbo. Asi vasingatarise zvimwe zvese unhu, vasingatarise matauriro, changa chichingoripo vanga vachingoona sapoti nekuda kwekuti munhu wechidzimai. Azvipira zvese pamuchinjo kuti ini ndida kumirira vanhukadzi, vamirira madzimai munyika yeZimbabwe. Asi changoshoresa pavari matauriro unu wakakosha vanhu vakadzi, unu wakakosha madzimai. Yaiti zvibati tigone kutaura kana tichinge tapiwa zvinhu tigone kutaura. Zvinoita kuti vanhu vati aiwa apa pataura munhu wechidzimai, apa pataura mai venyika, apa pataura mai vangagone kutitungamirira.
Before
you take another caller, PJ, I would also like to do justice to Lily Ney's contribution. We also omitted that she said she could support the former first lady, not just because she's a woman, not just because she's a woman, but because she says women have a unique character in that they analyze everything and they can be better leaders than men. So she says despite one's character, they are likely to be a better leader if they are women than
and
men.
Being a mother.
Yes, that is her view. Not just because she's a woman, but because of that characteristics among women, which she says is there.
I understand.
Yes, we have our next guest, Khasisile Ndlovu from Gwanda. She's an activist and a youth activist too. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Khasisile. Yeah, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini uthini wena ngokwenzakalayo, uyafisa yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli omunye wabo abe ngowesifazana yini kulo uhulumende okhona?
Lokho ngiyakufisa kakhulu ukuthi kube lo mongameli owesifazana. Sikhangelele kakhulu ukuthi sifuna ukuthi woma bethuthuke baphakame babe sezikhundleni eziqakathekileyo zokubusa kwelizwe ezinjengabo e-vice president. Njalo futhi sikhangelele ukuthi kungaba lo muntu ongumfazi kuba ngalelo izinto zingawela kuthi kakhulu njengabontanga, ngoba ngumuntu olesihlelo okhangelele kakhulu ukuthi laba bantu abethuthuki. Ngiyakufisa lokho kakhulu.
Ye, lina njengabatsha lithini ngecabinet la eyakhethwayo, nxa liyibona la sikhangela abatsha, sikhangela abesifazana, uthini ngayo?
Okokuqala, ngiqale ngabatsha. Sina njengabantu abatsha siyabubula kakhulu sithi icabinet le ivele ekhona yafakwayo yasivalela phandle, ngoba ngeke sitho ukuthi kulo minister okhangelane nabontanga, uminister ole 69 years ovele enga-identify lama-issues abontanga a-affecta ontanga. Konke thina esingathi siyakukhuluma uyabebona ngami we want to live in a dreamland, izinto ezinga-existiwo. So thina sithi vele i-cabinet le yahle yasilahla. Njalo futhi ngasikhangele uhulumende lo khona ungani untanga vele sehle wakhohlwa ngaye, wambeka eceleni uzamkhumbula ngesikhathi esefuna ukumsebenzisa nje izinto ezingelani lentuthuko lezingelani lokudevelop umuntu omutsha.
Ye, ungathi ikhaphukhaphu nje ngolimi lesilungu ukuthi what do you think of the cabinet and the impending appointment yama vice president?
Okay, on the cabinet, I feel that the new president didn't even consider the concerns of the youth. That one can be proven by the appointment of the minister that she actually assigned to the Department of the Youth Affairs. We can't actually say someone who is 69 years old can fully represent our young people, because at the end of the day, our issues are so different from hers. She might want to impose decisions to us. As young people, we're looking for a leader who is going to consult us, who is going to engage us in everything that she is going to do. So we're so hopeful that the new government might change and actually appoint a youthful minister for the Department of Youth Affairs.
Yes.
On another note, we are so skeptic about the appointment of the vice president. So far, we think that the country is going military, and we see that the president might appoint someone from the military wing. We are not looking forward that we are not even optimistic that the vice president might be a female. We always discuss about this in the office, and we think that the president might appoint the vice president from the military wing, so as to actually show the appreciation and on the assistance that the military rendered during the so-called soft coup.
Yeah.
Ungana usezwakala ucingo? Uyakhuluma mbe ngabantu abangemva kwakho?
Hello.
Oh yeah, hayi kuzwakele. Ye kodwa sake samuzwa unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ingabona ngoyomchoyo ukuthi ngoba umdala wakuchasisa nje kuhle ukuthi yena hayi uyabe ebambile kodwa uzabe exoxisana labo ontanga ukuthi bebone ukuthi beqhobe njani indaba zalolugacha wakuchasisa nje kwajula kwabavansi iwanika lemzekeliso ukuthi kungani fanele ukuthi akhokhele lolugacha.
Okay, la ngizokubeka kwabavanzi akho umuntu omutsha ku government lo esikhuluma ngayo ube ku SMEs akulanto akade yenza e consultant abantu abaku SMEs especially ama young people abaku small business enterprises ube senza nje ubuye sokuyinto ezila phezulu isiza phansi so inokutsha ukuzamenza ukuthi athinte ukwenza yena ukwenzele esenza izinto edetector enga consult kuyini ukuthi akathethe sokuzamfuca ukuthi aconsulte ontanga.
Yes, lokho sikubontanga owaye ngumphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana David Coulthard owebandla le MDC uke wakhuluma laye kweminye imsakazo sithi yena okumdanisayo ukuthi cabinet le akula muntu oleminyaka engaphansi kwamachumi amane i-40 lani liyakunanzelela yini lokho ukuthi abacha abakho ezikhundleni bezesiphezulu.
Yes, siyakunanzelela sizili njalo futhi yikho okusenza sihle sithi ukuthi thina ontanga vele kasiqakathekanga kule igovernment entsha eZimbabwe okusitshengisa ukuthi vele ontanga sesingoxhoshakeli singabantu nje esizadodwa mzukana sicatshangiwe ukuthi siyafunakala ukuthi siyehlabele emaralini kumbe senzeni but ezintweni eziqakathekileyo ezinjengokuthi lathi sibonise imbono ekubusweni kwethu vele kasikhonsido. Yikho esikunanzelelayo kakhulu ngoba ungananzelela abantu abafakiwele bonke ngabantu abaway about 50 and abantu bangikhona ngabantu abahlala ama-youth ngayekhuluma ama-issues awo ngabazenzisi ngabantu abangamazili abangafuni ukusebenza ngabantu abanjabani aba-appreciate ukuthi i-situation yelizwe yiyo esayenza esisenze thina ontanga saba ngabantu esihlala sikhala ngoba sinako abeli.
Lina lo mandlovu selisiqedile isikhathi ngizwe abazabantu
phela ube ukukhuluma ngena hayi ukuqhakathekile kwaba okwabatsha ngoba labo abatsha besifazana nabatsha besilisa
hayi ngizivalela nje kodwa yimi ngithi sigxile kakhulu tithawura
nje ukukhuluma nje kwabo mama
ezakana
ngoba mama labo batsha badala.
Hai wato maminisita saridwa nawo anenge maviri chaiwo ndopa kuna mai mukonza kuti tingopendera chirongwa chedu kurudziroi ya mungapa avezanu PF apo vanenge vari kusarudza mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wavo havazi vanhu kadzi chete vari kuchema nehurumende iripo yava munangagwa nevechiuto vachibatsirwa nevechiuto manzwa apa vanga vachitaura vanga vari mudariro achiri kukura muzvare sichasisile ndlovu vanga vari kuchemawo nekuti vane hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa vechidiki hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa zvekare vanhukadzi imunoti inazvo
ini vashoko vangu vekupedzisira ndinongoti takamirira maappointments emavhiki ndingokurudzira kuti dai vatarisa vatarisa munhukadzi anoziva basa rake anoziva zvaanoita vatingati pachirungu a competent person who takes Zimbabwe to the next level sekus.
Yes, siyabonga. Ungasinika elakho elokugcina Mandlovu ngokuthi uthini kwaba ngabesifazana kanye labatsha. Ye, ungakhuluma elakho elokugcina.
Hello.
Yes, sinike lakho elokugcina ngalolu daba.
Ya, Lami
usithandekile mhlangano sithi asidibane njalo ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lolu asihluzeni bomama.